pools, parks, and library hours are safe. Animal Care Services will get an extra $100,000 boost. The council kept $5 million for sidewalks for kids to walk to school safely, and the City Council's project funds that pays for things like back-to-school fairs mostly survived. While city staff leaped through extra hoops this year to balance the budget, Mayor Julian Castro said the city will still do what a city does, repair roads, provide park service, and make sure people are safe.
This budget was a more challenging budget than we faced in a couple of years, but I believe that we have come in for a soft landing.
Most of the council agreed with most of the amendments made in the final hours of budget talks. Councilman Ray Saldana responded to jeers from colleagues like Alisa Chan and Carlton Souls, who say the council is making detrimental decisions for the future of San Antonio.
It is my belief that we are a city that continually, every single year since I've been here, has been a city that has lived within its means. What we've done is provided a remedy to some of those questions or concerns that have come up.
Saldana says people didn't want to pay for using community centers and that they didn't want their library branch to close one day a week. Councilman Ron Nuremberg believes some of the solutions are short-lived and will prolong necessary fixes. Councilman Carlton Souls agreed.
The issues that we're facing are fairly straightforward. We're spending more money than we're bringing in.
In a meeting after the council approved the budget, City Manager Cheryl Scully said Souls is in the minority.
Some of the things that Councilmember Souls is willing to reduce in the budget, a majority of the council members are not willing to cut.
She says there's always give and take, but her job is to recommend spending measures that'll reflect the ideas of most of the council. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.